Welcome
Yes,
to Life Church, where the love never ends. And we are continually growing in Proverbs 29 and 18, which tells us where there is no vision, the people perish, but happy is he that keepeth the law. It's an honor to be with you this morning. And I just, oh my God, the songs about worship.
Yes.
You know, I just think of what does the word hallelujah do? And you know, the word hallelujah, I heard something, it was cute, but it was such a blessing. A young man on Facebook or Instagram was talking to his mother and he told her, you know what your praise does, mama? It confuses the enemy. Because when you can say hallelujah, when the enemy is throwing every punch and every stab and every prod at you, when you still scream your hallelujah, when your finances are bad, when your marriage is in uproar, when you're worried about your household, when you're worried about your job, when your church doesn't have a building, when you're still saying hallelujah, God, when you're still saying my praise belongs to you, the enemy is like, man, what else can I do to these people? Because I can't seem to stop their praise. And that praise becomes infectious. And when I say infectious, I don't mean in a negative way. I mean in a way that other people catch on, because they like, man, they can praise. I know I can praise in the midst of my situation. I would say to you, saints of God, continue to keep your hallelujah dedicated unto the Lord. No matter what you face this week, no matter what you're going through yesterday, no matter what the enemy throws at you tomorrow, your answer should always be hallelujah. God, hallelujah. Even though the baptized Baltimore was canceled, we say hallelujah for the lives that were still saved. We say hallelujah for the prayers that were lifted, as Pastor Brinkley spoke of the woman she was able to speak to. We thank God for the people that we were able to speak to as we rolled down the road, the homeless man that needed a word of prayer or needed a dollar in his pocket or needed somebody to say, God bless you. The person in the store that needed to hear you just giving glory to the name of God while you're going through, because we can see what you're going through on your face. We can see the pain, but the hallelujah that's under that, the hallelujah that overpowers that, the hallelujah that strengthens not only you, but everyone, is what our God desires. So before we move on, let's unmute our mics and give a hallelujah praise.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Oh God. Yes, oh God,
hallelujah.
God, you're worthy, hallelujah. Jesus, you're worthy. My hallelujah belongs to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I know some of you are tired. Some of you feel broke, busted, and disgusted. I know some of you are dealing with death in your family. Some of you are dealing with your kids in uproar. I know some of you are dealing with your marriage issues. I know some of you are dealing with financial issues. I know you're all dealing with something. I know some of you feel like you've been left alone by your own church family. I know some of you are fighting issues, but hallelujah says glory to God. I'm going through because God, if you're taking me to it, you will bring me through it and bring me through it victoriously.
Oh, Jesus. Oh God, we say hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah over top of whatever issue you face throughout the week. And I promise you, you will see the move of God. You will see the move of God. Hallelujah opens our eyes to recognize that God is moving. Because sometimes when we're in doubt, when the enemy has that place of of manipulation going on in our lives by speaking into us, we can't see that God is moving in the background. But hallelujah lifts off the blinders so you can see the move of God in the midst of your situation. You can see the move of God as he's changing and shifting and even turning you around so you have a different view of the storm. Sometimes you'll still be in your storm, but hallelujah allows God to turn you around so that you get a different perspective of the storm. I was able to minister one time in our seminary, and the focus of the word was, God doesn't take away your issues. He changes your perspective, so you can deal with it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah is the change of perspective so you have the fortitude to face the situation and the next situation that you will face, because you will face something. You are going to deal with something, but glory be to God, we have the word hallelujah to proclaim that we are victorious.
Amen.
So once again, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's just an honor. Forgive me. The song just took me to a place where I recognized what hallelujah means. I wanted to make sure that I shared what the Holy Spirit was putting on my heart about what hallelujah can do for us all. So,
amen.
Lift up your hallelujah. Lift up your hallelujah and prepare your hearts and mind for an awesome word by our beloved, excited woman of God, the shepherd that we can lift a hallelujah praise for, because she is a blessing in our lives, a blessing in this ministry, a blessing that continues to pray for us, a blessing that continues to empower us and strengthen us by speaking into us the word of God.
If
you're not taking on the word of God, if you're not holding on and lifting up your hallelujah, you're missing the mark. But
Jesus,
you have the opportunity to hold on to it. You have the opportunity to take in this word, to be blessed by it, to be strengthened by it, to be encouraged by it, that you can stand in your storm and scream hallelujah from the mountaintops.
John, glory.
And traverse through the valley. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
So with all that said, it's my opportunity, it's my honor to introduce and present our beloved.
Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I truly thank the Lord. God bless you all. I give him praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. I thank God for the Elder Mark expounding on hallelujah. And the word hallelujah actually in the Hebrew means praise Yahweh. Praise God, the Jah on the end, the Hallelu, that means praise, okay? The Jah is Jehovah Yahweh. Praise God. That's what you're saying every time you say hallelujah. Praise God. And I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Just let me say something about the baptism that didn't take place yesterday. Praise God. We have prayed about this baptism. We came up against a whole lot of obstacles to do this baptism. Ames Church was doing their back to school event, and we connected with them and collaborated with them to do the baptism. And every obstacle that came up, God took us through those obstacles. All of us, we had a lot of intercessors praying. They prayed about the weather. And I knew within me, I mean, every time something came up, I would tell Minister Lee, because she was the one that was heading up the footwork for our ministry for this particular day. Everything that came up and any sign of discouragement, I was able to say, honey, no, it's going to be. I don't care what those people say, it's going to be. And that was my attitude. This thing is going to be. So needless to say, when it came to the day of the event, and I got that call at 9:30 in the morning that the event was not going on, I said, there is no way that that should have happened, because everything that we came up against, God cleared the way. So he is the one that's in charge of the rain and so forth. So therefore, I knew that we were not going to be rained out. And as it turns out, they canceled it because of the threat of thunderstorms. And with all the electrical power that we would have been using for the praise and worship team and excuse me, and instruments and this, that, and the other, electricity attracts lightning. And so the city said they would not put the people in jeopardy of being harmed by any lightning coming to that area because of it. So they shut it down. They shut it down. And I sent a text out that said, the devil lied and the city believed the lie. The devil lied and told them this was going to happen and they shut it down and they believed the lie. I'm in the place with whose report will I believe? I believe the report of the Lord. That baptism should have gone on. You saw that we did not have any rain during the day. And very, I don't know what happened in the late night when I was sleeping, but very little of any rain after 6 p.m. So that event could have been had. But praise be unto God. God is not defeated. We are not defeated in this. God had even given one of the intercessors a word for that neighborhood, a prophetic word that was going to be spoken from the stage. I knew God was in this. I knew things were going to happen. I knew there was a big change. And one of the people that was supposed to have been baptized was a pregnant woman of twins living in the neighborhood there. And this woman wanted to be baptized so bad. I knew that God had a plan to turn things around in that North and Penn Avenue area and Baker Street. I know that God planned it, but man was in charge. Man caused it not to go forth. But I believe and I'm praying, you know, that there will be another time that we can do it. In fact, they did set another time, but I don't think the baptism crew is going to be available to that time. I got a word this morning, a call. I'm not even going to tell y'all what time it's supposed to be right at this moment. But however, God still wins. I believe the report of the Lord. I believe it. And if that had been New Vision on its own, we would have still been out there. We would have still been out there, you know. So if it meant that we had to do the baptism without the electronic stuff, then we would have still done it. So we would have been out there. So I do want to thank the 12 people from New Vision that volunteered to come out and work. A lot of work went in the planning of this. Mark, Tabika, Lee, and Ian, and Danielle. We were the ones that went to all the meetings and doing all the stuff that had to be done. Even though this also came under the guise of, and I don't even know if that's the word, a word, under Peace for the City, it was New Vision that was doing the work until the day of the event. That's where other people then came in. So congratulations. God bless you, all of you that participated in it. And we will see where God takes us, where God takes us with this. So praise be unto God. All righty. We know that in the Lord's Prayer, there is the scripture about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, as it is in heaven. We know the scripture about seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. The kingdom of God was something that was very, very important to Jesus. It was very important to him. There are over 80 scriptures dealing with the kingdom of God. A couple of them would be, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Another one, and he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. The next one, for I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter heaven. Let me say something about that verse there. When it says that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, remember the scribes and the Pharisees, y'all, they were praying. They laid hands on the sick. The sick were covered. They cast out demons and so forth. Yet when they stood before Jesus and he told them, depart from me, I never knew you. See, they did the right things. They did what looked good. They did the things that made them look like they were really following God and so forth and so on. Yet they did not have a heart relationship with God. They didn't have a divine relationship with God. So if we are walking in the same way, if we are just talking the talk, you know, looking like we are, have a look of holiness, a look like we are God sent and so forth and so on. But God knows our heart. He knows who we are. He knows that. And in him knowing that, I don't care how many people you prayed for and they got saved. Hear me. Praise God that you prayed and praise God they got saved. Praise God if you laid hands on somebody and they got healed. Praise God. You know, however, God didn't do it because you did it. God did it for the person that received the blessing that came from behind what you did. It wasn't for you to be glorified. It wasn't for you to be lifted up. It wasn't for you to get recognition, but it was for God to show himself in what was being done. And just because you did that, just because you prayed for somebody and they got healed, just because you laid hands on somebody and they got delivered, just because you laid hands or spoke and prayed for somebody and they got salvation, don't think that that is your key into heaven. Where is your relationship with God? What are you doing to can make sure that that is knit, that is close, that is tight. Praise be unto God. You must do that. Now, God focuses him and his son on the kingdom, the kingdom. What did he tell us to do? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Saints of God, like I said, you can go about doing all of these other things, but what are you and where do you stand when it comes to the kingdom of God? When it comes to the kingdom of God. Another verse, proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And he answered them saying, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. Saints of God, again, the kingdom of God is a priority. It is a priority to him. And when we look again at the Lord's Prayer, the kingdom of God, that command to us in that prayer, the prayer starts out, our Father, which art in heaven. Just let me hit on those two or three things there before we finish with the kingdom. Our Father, which art in heaven. Right there is identifying who God is. He's our Father that's in heaven. He's not your earthly father, okay? He's not your grandfather. He's not your uncle that stood in the place of it. He's not your stepfather. He is your Father, which art in heaven. The next thing he said, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed means to worship. It means to separate. It means to sanctify. Hallowed would be thy name. And so when we start saying, Lord, we praise you, we honor you, we worship you, your name is Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Your name is Jehovah Nisi, the banner over me, which is love. Your name, we are hallowing that name. We are separating it. We're sanctifying it. We're sanctifying. We are making it holy. So we acknowledge who God is. This is his name. Hallelujah. And there's no other name higher than his name. Praise be unto God. And then he said that he exalts his word above his name. So after his name, there's nothing that comes above that. Nothing is more important than his word. And he's given each one of us the authority to carry the word. Hallelujah. To thank you, Jesus, to carry his word. He's given each one of us the authority to do that. So he says, hallowed would be thy name, thy kingdom come and thy will be done. Thy will be done. What in the world does he mean about thy kingdom come? Thy kingdom come. Understand and recognize that God's kingdom is not presently ruling here on earth. We're asking for the second coming of Christ to come to this earth. We're asking for Jesus to come and establish his kingdom here on earth. However, as we're looking forward to the climax of God's will being done here on earth and saying thy kingdom come, that is speaking to what also is to be done in us. Do you hear me, saints of God? What is to be done in us? Understand that when Christ returns, Satan shall be bound. He will be confined to the abyss for 1,000 years. And in that time, we will serve God in peace and so forth. However, darlings, at the end of that 1,000 years, Satan will be loosed again from that confinement, and he will be allowed to attempt to deceive the people of earth. Those who are born again in that 1,000 years, those not born again, those who are born, they will find it necessary to make their choice between serving Satan and serving God. They will have to make that choice. And the first thing, as we're looking at God's kingdom, is that we're asking God to rule our life. When you say, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done. And you know, the verse says, let your kingdom come, your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. And you know, I've added to that, the other ministers, I guess, have added to it. I don't know. I know some of y'all have, because I've heard you say it. Lord, let your will be done here on earth and in this earthly vessel. Let your will be done in me. We were created from the earth, from the dust of the earth. We were created from that. So let your will be done here on earth. Let it be done in this earthly vessel. Let it be done in our homes, in our businesses, in our ministry, in our nation, Lord God. Father, let your kingdom come and your will be done, Lord God. Let it be done. For the kingdom of God is within us, saints of God. It is within us, and we have already been transferred into the kingdom, as Paul tells us in Colossians 1 and 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of the Son of his Lord. So therefore, we have been taken out of the kingdom of darkness. We're in the kingdom of light. We're in the kingdom of God. The kingdom resides within us, and we are to go forth and do the things that will make heaven appear here on earth. We have to cooperate with the establishment of his rule in our lives. The second thing dealing with that is for the spread of the gospel to those who do not know Christ. It is a prayer of soul winning and evangelism. Saints of God, I thank God for each and every one of you that come online. I thank God for each one of you that when we get our building, that you will be running to that building so that you can be refreshed in the presence of the Lord. I thank God for the people that have opened their homes so that we can gather together at least once a month. I thank God more for when you are out in the street, on your job, at the bus stop, in the store, at the bank, wherever your business takes you, that you are sharing the word of God. To share the word of God, understand that Jesus is the word. He is the word of God. And you are to share that. You are to take this to the nations. Do it in your homes. Do it in the city. Do it in your state. Y'all know how it goes. Do it for your country. Do it all the time. The baby, look. You don't want to end up going to heaven and being able to see in hell and see your loved ones in hell because you were afraid to tell them about the Lord. You don't want your friend. Hey, I hear you, Lord. You don't want your enemy As much as sometimes we can't stand our enemies, you don't want your enemy to have to be in the abyss, to be in hell and burn for an eternity. That is not how we as men and women of God are supposed to operate. We're supposed to forgive our enemies. We're supposed to love them. We're supposed to bless them. And what better way to bless them than to give them Jesus? What better way to bless them than to give them Jesus? As we apply this praying, thy kingdom come and thy will be done, there's four areas you need to include when you're doing that. The first one is pray for your own life. Pray that God will give you the grace to really seek his kingdom first in your life. You must submit yourself to him by praying about the decisions you have to make. So saints, let me tell you, there are some decisions that I have to make as a pastor, that I have to make as a mother, that I have to make as an associate, that I have to make as a minister, that I have to make as a resident in this building. There are decisions I have to make, and you got to make those decisions in your life. And in doing so, praise be unto God. Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Not my will, hallelujah. Let your will be done in those situations. Your next prayer in letting his kingdom come and his will be done, praying for your family. Pray for the overall direction of your family. Pray for your mate. I don't care how rotten your mate may be. I don't care how good your mate may be. I don't care what influence that they may have. Pray for your mates. Pray for the children. Pray for your children. Saints of God, if you don't, who else will? If you won't, somebody might not do it. I love that song and I still sing it around here. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind and they took the time to pray for me. Somebody, I can't tell you how many times, even in this present time, how many times that I came to the place where I said, God, this is enough. I've had enough, but God won't let me quit. He won't let me stop. Somebody else may not think, you know, that I've given all I've got, but God knows how much that I have given. That goes for you too. Somebody prayed for me and they had me on their mind and they took the time to pray for me. And saints of God, I am so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed. Thank you, Father, that they prayed for me. I know the people in this church that pray for me on a daily basis. I know the people in this church that prays for each one of you on a daily basis. I know the people that not only just pray for New Visions Church, New Visions members, but I hear them calling out your name. So it's not just a cover, a blanket prayer. Lord, we're lifting up Denise Medley, Aunt Denise as they call her, Mama Shoes. We're lifting her up. We're lifting her husband up, her children, her grandchildren. Father God, I thank you, you know, for the ones that are praying and calling out Pastor Charles and Deacon Charles's name and the Garnes's name, Mom and Pop Garnes and so forth, Kim and Dawn and Frederick, praise be unto God. They have their names are coming out the mouth of those that diligently go before the Lord and is seeking him first, seeking the kingdom first, you know, letting other things go to the side and seeking the Father for all that he is worth. Then after you've prayed for yourself, you've prayed for your family, pray for your church, pray for your church, pray for the pastors, for the deacons, pray for any Sunday school leaders, any youth ministries, the children's ministry, the outreach ministry, pray for a fresh touch of God on these people's lives. Pray, hallelujah, that they don't lose sight, that they don't lose hope, that they don't give up. Saints of God, when you're walking in this field, when you're walking in leadership, when you're walking and you don't have to have a title, but you are standing for God, the enemy, the enemy is coming after you like nobody's business. He does not want you to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. But praise be unto God, greater is he that is within me that is in this world. Greater is he, hallelujah. And you can bear whatever it is that you come up against. There are people that are going through issues in their home, issues in their jobs, issues in their ministries. But honey, as it was said today by Elder Mark, can you give God a hallelujah in the midst of it? Can you say, God, I praise you. I praise you when the sun comes up. I'm praising you when the sun goes down. I'm praising you when it rains. I'm praising you when it snows. God, I'm praising you every chance I get. I want to say hallelujah, praise the Lord. You know, when you stub your toe, you know how sometimes we stub our toe when we're walking and something coming out of our mouth that wasn't real holy. You know, because you done hurt yourself and you you said it. Yeah. Well, now guess what? You need to come to the place, stub your toe, drop a hammer on your foot, whatever the case. You better be saying hallelujah. You better be saying hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's the thing that ought to be coming out of our mouth. Praise be unto God. Then we're to pray for our nation. So we got our own life, our family, our church, and for the nation. Pray for the presidents. Pray for those who advise them. Pray for Congress. Pray for those in the military. Pray for the governor. Pray for your state legislators. Pray, saints of God. We look, as I look at the names on this, we've been in this field long enough. We've been in this field long enough. We should be on fire for God in the midst of our turmoil. And let me tell you, I hate it when I lose the fire. When I lose the fire, when I get depressed about what's going on in this church, when I get depressed, that I know my mind wasn't stayed on Jesus. I know that my mind wasn't stayed on Jesus. There is nothing that y'all could do that should be able to take me out of that place, but my mind wasn't stayed on Jesus. He said, if you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in perfect peace. And if I don't have perfect peace, then my mind was not stayed on Jesus. Where is your mind today? Get your mind off your situation. Get your mind off your problem and put your mind on Jesus. Give him a praise in the midst of all of the stuff that's going on. Give him a midst of you when your sons are in prison, when your sons are in a mental institution, when your daughters are out on the street corners, when some of your children are taking drugs, when your sons and daughters and husbands are alcoholics, when people are cheating in their marriages and all. Honey, give God praise. Give him praise in the midst of it, because that is what will stir him up. That is what will make him step in on the scene. God is not basically moved by our tears. You hear me? Only those tears that we're giving him praise, but he is not moved by our tears. Woe is me. Woe is me. That does not move. I start to say the man of God. That does not move God. What moves him is your worship. That is what moves him. Your praise in the midst of it. Just like Elder Mark said again, when we're praying, God does not remove the problems from us. He gives us a different perspective. He gives us a different perspective. You know, like you call your sons and your daughters what they are not. You call those things that are not as though they be. You call them. They may be doing drugs. They may be sleeping around. They may be doing it. But God, I thank you for those children that you gave me. I thank you, Lord God, that you called them to be your child. I thank you, Lord God, that they shall walk upright and they shall be saved. And they, honey, don't lose sight of what it is that God has said in his word about your children, about your mate. So babies, I just came to you this morning to say to you, in all of the things that you have gone to God for, and all of the things that you're asking God for, I ask you to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Then this other stuff will be added on to you. I ask you to say the part of that prayer, Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done here on earth, and this earthly vessel as it is in heaven. As it is in heaven, we can start living a heavenly life right here on earth. Saints of God, rise up. rise up. There are people waiting for you. Just like Marguerite Campbell Brinkley said, you know, in that market, that woman said, God sent me an angel. He sent me an angel. Marguerite, forgive me. Pastor Campbell Brinkley was prepared to be ministering that day out at back to school thing in the baptism. She was prepared to minister. She was already prayed up. She had already been before the Lord. So it was nothing for her to be able to share the word in the market. You know, if you get yourself ready before you go out to the battlefield, it will be not hard for you to bring forth what it is God has you to bring forth. Put on your armor. Praise be unto God. Put it on and go out in the world to the warfare that is there. When you get up in the morning and you got to go to a job, you take your shower. If you didn't do it the night before, you take it. You get your teeth brushed. You do your hair and all that stuff. And you put on your clothes and you're going out there to meet the world. So you are prepared to meet the world in the natural. Beloved, get prepared in the spirit realm. Get prepared. Get prayed up. Put on the full armor of God. And when you walk out that door, hallelujah, when you walk out that door, when things come up against you, they shall hit the fiery dart. The fiery dart shall hit the shield and cause those things to fall. When you have to deal with something, you got that two-edged sword, which is the word of God. It cuts going and coming, forward and back. It's cutting all the while. You got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Take the peace of God with you. And you got on that helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation. Your mind is covered. We got to stop letting Satan take our minds. Your mind is covered. We should have the mind of Christ, and that's where we should be operating from. And you got the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our heart is covered. These organs are covered with the breastplate of righteousness. And it has a back to it. It's not just the front that's covered. The armor covers you all the way around. And then understand this, and grace and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It shall follow you all the days of your life. Saints of God, I thank you. I thank you for being here today. I thank you. I know people have been discouraged. I know stuff has happened. I know stuff is happening in each one of our homes. I know it. It is no question to me. I know it's going on. But guess what again? Greater is he. Greater, greater, greater is he. Saints of God, be encouraged in the Lord. Go forth this day and be a blessing to somebody. It didn't have to be with money. It didn't have to be with food, but bless them with the word of God as well. Bless them and tell them that Jesus loves them. Bless them, hallelujah. Bless them so that they will be encouraged, even for someone that is on their dying bed. Bless them with hope, with love from God. Bless them in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you all. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The word that kept coming. Oops, sorry.
Yeah, where did you go?
Yeah, I dropped my phone. That kept coming to me. Was if my people, gosh, with a call by my name,
yes,
will humble themselves and pray, and turn from
their wicked ways, yes,
then will I hear from heaven,
yes,
and heal their land,
yes.
And when we were in prayer yesterday morning, God said to me, "Your land is what I gave you." The area I gave you.
You, yes.
He didn't mean the whole nation.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
He meant the area where I placed you. That's
your land. Yes.
And he said, if we will do what's right, he'll heal that land. He did not give the Levite land. He gave Judah land.
Mm-hmm.
He gave what's that other one? Zebulun's land, but Zebulun's land was not Judah's land.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own land, and that's your area of influence.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's
and
right.
he said, when you change, mm-hmm. I'm going to change your area of influence.
Amen.
I'm going to change it. Because when you, he said, if you ask anything according to my will,
I will do it.
God is not a liar, but we're not taking him at his word.
That's right.
He said, speak to the mountain and it shall be moved. Yesterday we had to move someone and they were calling for rain 60% for 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We're moving them. And at 1 o'clock, I'm driving and it started to rain, started to drizzle. My windshield was getting it. And I said, oh no, it's going to rain. And God said, speak. And I spoke to that rain. I said, stop in the name of Jesus, because you're not supposed to be here right now. You're not supposed. And it stopped.
Amen.
And then we didn't have rain for the rest of the day, because sometimes the enemy is moving and you got to speak to him because he's out of order.
That
enemy causes the rain.
Right.
Rain is from God. But when it comes at the wrong time, it's out of order.
Mm-hmm.
And God has given us authority to speak to it.
That's right.
You know, there are things that we can do that we are not walking in. And we are saying, God, why? It's because you are not walking in that kingdom authority that God has given you.
Mm-hmm.
You are doubting it. You're doubting his word, and therefore you're not able to walk in his word or bring those things to pass or speak. But it's in our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
God said the power of life and death is in your tongue.
My tongue.
Speak. Right. That's right.
Speak it.
That's
in
right.
Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, beloved. Thank you, beloved. And Amen. Danielle, before you go on with the offering and all that other stuff, look on there. Y'all see the praise report that Malkia wrote on here? Do you see the praise report? We placed Natasha Parker on the prayer wall. She has recently had a successful heart Amen. Transplant.
Amen.
Saints of God, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, speak what it is you need and let God handle the things. Speak it so that the men and women of God will intercede on your behalf. If one will put 1,000 a flight, two of us will put 10,000 a flight. What happens when 13, 14, 15 of us are putting the demons to flight? Speak it. And one other thing, I ask y'all to keep Bridget in prayer. She, her aunt passed away and her funeral's at the end of this month. Delmont's foster mom, Janice, Nikki, is it Janice or Janie? Janie. She passed away. The funeral's at the end of this month. And the most of you don't know Pastor Boom from Inner Court Ministry. Nikki, you and I know him from being good friends with Fred, with Pastor, what's that man's name? Fred Pitts. And he passed away as well. Somebody else. Oh, Ajay's cousin, a 16 or 17 year old boy out playing basketball or something, had a heart attack and died. Saints of God, I'm telling you. We got to get playing football, 16 years old, playing football. Pray for their family. So keep these things in prayer. And as you see, I got a couple of funerals I'll have to do at the end of this month. So not that I have to do them, but I will attend and represent us at these. All righty. Back in your hands, beloved. You're muted, beloved.
Sorry. I just said amen. Continue to keep those that were listed. Continue to keep them in prayer. Continue. Amen. Minister Kyle, I want to say to you, you were on time again with the songs, especially that My Hallelujah, You Deserve It.
Yes.
If any of you remember 7 years ago when everything happened with Daniel, that is the song I had played when I told, and that was no matter what, Hallelujah, no matter what, My Hallelujah. So whew, thank you. It reminded me. It reminded me no matter what, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. Praise him in the midst of it all. Yes. Praise him. Your praise will catch. And he inhabits. And when he's there, he gives you the perfect peace. He gives you the perfect peace. So if you're praising him, he's there. And I never questioned God when things happen with him. I just said, my God, what are we to get from this? And not our will, but your will be done. And glory to God. And look at all that has come out of this. Look, I was not angry with God. I did not quit. And I could have, but I didn't. I know the God that I serve. Know the God that you serve. Know him and praise him in the midst of it all. In the midst, and people will look at you and say, you don't look like what you're going through.
That's you right. Don't
look like that. And when your testimony is done, given, and people say, what? God, yes, my God. Just like Elder Mark said, if God, and I tell my son all the time, if he brings you to it, a way has already been made for you to go
get through it.
Stop complaining. Ask God what we're to learn from this. Ask him how he's to use you and walk through it with peace. Remember, happy moments, praise God. Quiet moments, worship God. Difficult moments, seek God. Painful moments, trust God. But every moment, thank God. Every moment,
yes.
Thank God, no matter what. And if y'all saw me turning, it's because it's on my wall. What are you surrounded in? What are you listening to? What are you reading? You become that. So just know those moments, every moment, praise God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. I don't know if there are any announcements. Are there